This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Enough money to pay all your bills. Enough sleep at night. More time. A better relationship with a loved one that has seen better days. A good relationship with a certain someone. A baby. A job you enjoy going to. If God came to you and asked what you wanted, what would your response be? Well, this happened to Solomon, the wisest man to have ever lived. And his reply went like this: "You have shown great and faithful love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, righteousness, and integrity. You have continued this great and faithful love for him by giving him a son to sit on his throne as it is today. Lord, my God, you have now made your servant king in my father David's place. But I'm just a youth with no experience in leadership. Your servant is among your people you have chosen, a people too numerous to be numbered or counted. So give your servant an obedient heart to judge your people and to discern between good and evil. For who's able to judge this great people of yours?" Now it pleased the Lord that Solomon had requested this. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this and you didn't ask for a long life or riches for yourself, or the death of your enemies, but you asked discernment for yourself to understand justice, I will therefore do what you've asked. I will give you a wise and understanding heart so that there's never been anyone like you before and never will be again. In addition, I will give you what you didn't ask for, both riches and honor, so that no man in any kingdom will be your equal during your entire life. If you walk in my ways and keep my statutes and commands, just as your father David did, I will give you a long life." Solomon started off his prayer with gratitude for what God had done because of who God is. And then he acknowledged the weighty task ahead of him. And then he asked God to guide him. Let's do the same. God, we seek you. We are thankful for you that you've started a work in our lives and will complete it because you are great. You are faithful. You are true. And everything you do is good. There are plenty of times when our lives feel like they're under construction with debris and unfinished projects and dust at every turn. How comforting it is to reflect on your character, that you are the God who sees, and you're also the God who sees to it. When you see us and you see how to help us with the daunting tasks that lies ahead, it gives us peace. May we believe you have us right where you want us to be, and you'll use the challenges to shape us into the people that you've created and called us to be. Grant us obedient hearts to lead the people you've entrusted to us well, and to discern between good and evil, to make wise decisions, to think on things that are honoring to you. Would we lead lives that are so different that it causes others to notice and to look to you because of our wholehearted dependence and devotion to you? May others come to know that you are great and faithful. May we never forget how much we need you to do the things you have for us. How grateful we are, Father, for your great love, and grateful for those we get to share it with today. We thank you for loving us in and through the power of Jesus Christ. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.